106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray, Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. The discussion about the old daycare lands and what to do with that area is certainly not over yet.
And we have a long way to go. This is municipal reserve land. And that means for the town to dispose of it or town to do anything with it, they have to hold a public hearing. There are lots of rules around MR and what you can do with any of the revenue from it. And there's going to be two public hearings.
Oh.
This is only the first one. This public hearing deals with using municipal reserve land. And this one's set for June 17th. The key message that I heard from council at the meeting where they set the public hearing was that it's their intention to maximize this land for affordable housing for this community. Quite possibly get another 40 to 45 units of affordable housing in a variety of forms.
Now, there was a lot of community opposition right off the bat to doing anything with the old daycare lands. They've adopted a collaborative approach, trying to get some of the residents to help design the area. Has that softened the tensions a little bit? Do you think June 17th is going to be a contentious public hearing, or have things been smooth over?
It'll definitely be contentious. Mm. There are people who feel very strongly about this. This is not the first time we've talked about this piece of land. Mm-hmm. And then there are definitely people who support doing something with that land. I think we have a respectful level of discourse on this so far, and I hope that continues. It could be contentious, but for example, I thought the Peaks of Grassy public hearing was going to be raucous, but there was respect. Everyone got to have their say. The one thing that, you know, comes up for me with these things is clapping at public hearings. My shoulders cringe up and I get like, I kind of look like Quasimodo-ish. This isn't a concert.
Just start bringing your own gavel to public hearings and just start banging on your desk every time they do that.
Out of order! Out of order! This is going to be a big debate in this community. It has been. I saw one letter to the editor this week that's like, why are we using public land for private residences? And I think that shows the way some people are framing this. And I think a lot of the work that's been done at the town of Canmore looking at our housing issues shows that we need to maximize every appropriate location. That's for council to decide. Is this the appropriate location?